साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। Good morning, everyone. This morning we have what's called the State of the Church Talk. So this is a tradition started by Gurudeva that every year, close to the new year, he would talk about some of the major activities he saw coming up in our organization and share them with members and students so they had an idea of the overview of what we were doing. So I wasn't here at the right at the new year, April 13th, so it's 2 weeks late, better late than never. And so it covers the year in the Panchagam, which is mid-April to mid-April, not the Western year. So therefore, our new year started about 2 weeks ago, and we were in Mauritius, went there to spend time with the members and students, and then we tagged on a few days at the end for a visit to South Africa, which was very interesting. So in Mauritius, we were able to present the keynote, which is the Mac version of PowerPoint, a half-day seminar on what is Hinduism, session two, to over 350 attendees at the Vivekananda International Conference Center. Very nice modern conference facility built in Mauritius by the government of India. Government of India occasionally builds things for the country of Mauritius. So that's one of them. So that went very well, and everyone was very impressed. It was a huge screen, and it's the first time we've really had such a big screen and such a modern facility, and also the first time we had our keynote with the new version in which the photos move. So photos would move left to right. They get bigger and smaller and so forth. So it catches everyone's eye. You know, they're just, you look out at the audience and everyone's glued to the screen and the moving photos. So we found that it's very helpful, particularly in something that's, you know, longer than, say, an hour and a half, when attention tends to wane after about an hour and a half talk. You can notice everyone starting to yawn and all, but when you have something up on the screen, they don't. It holds their attention, and somehow you're just able to concentrate for a longer period of time. So it's kind of the new version of what teachers have known all the time. You have to write it on the blackboard. Need a blackboard. Write on the blackboard, and you'll hold the student's attention. So also at the Adinam, we have three pre-monastics, Rajan, Tandava, and Nandi, who are moving forward in their monastic training and have taken the second step, which is called becoming a supplicant, and hoping later this year to take the next step of becoming a postulant or a sadhaka. So we're giving them some training. An area that moved ahead more quickly than anticipated is putting videos onto YouTube. So I remember last year telling some of the devotees in Southern California, oh, sometime next year we'll manage to get a few videos onto YouTube. But we actually started last year, and we've launched three YouTube channels, for those of you who don't know. One's for the monastery, the second one's for Hinduism Today, and the third one is for Hindu Heritage Endowment. So a few of the videos are quite popular, at least in our concept of popularity for a Hindu group. We have one on the Guru Parampara lineage and the Kadabal Lingam Abhishekam. Each of them has been viewed over 2,500 times. And our most popular video is on Taipusam, Malaysia, part one of three, which has about 11,000 views for Taipusam. And we're working on what are called bookends, which have nothing to do with books, right? Such as language. I think they call them video ends. But a bookend is what's at the beginning and the end of a video. So if you've watched things on Apple TV or on YouTube, something like National Geographic has a 15-second opening that's the same on every single National Geographic video. So we're creating three sets of those, one for each of the channels. It's being done by a professional in Southern California. He's finished the first one for the monastery, and we're starting to get it onto the website soon and should have the one for Hinduism Today done in the near future. So also in the digital area, we're undergoing a major redesign of our Hinduism Today and Hindu Heritage websites with the help of a professional. And the sites, as you know, were designed many years ago, and lots of features have developed on the web that we don't include, and ease of use aspects as well. So we're updating them to include the new features and make them more user-friendly. We've got lots of great information, but it's a bit hard to find. You have to be really dedicated, particularly in the Hinduism Today site, to find things. So that should be, the Hinduism Today should be launched in a couple of months, and then we'll move on to the Hindu Heritage Endowment. One of the things we're hoping for Hindu Heritage Endowment is to get away where our volunteers, our sevaks, our karma yogis can upload information directly on various activities, such as we have the Tirunavakarasunai in our Guru Kulam in Batikaloa, for example. It has lots of great activities on a regular basis, but they never end up on the website. So we want to create a way whereby not the monks, but rather our volunteers can upload regularly. You know, they choose an activity such as that orphanage that they want to be the news person for, and then they regularly upload the photographs and the news items, and that way keeps the website updated without giving the monks more work to do. And there's lots of quite interesting websites. Shiva Bhumi, a website would be, Shiva Bhumi activity in Jaffna would be very interesting if we got those photos on the website as well. So that's the kind of upgrade we're hoping to achieve in the Hinduism, Hindu Heritage Endowment area, so we find a way to get all this news on a fairly current basis. So also in the digital world, we've done something that we've been wanting to do for a while. We have in the Master Course area, Gurudeva's trilogy study, Dancing, Living, and Merging with Shiva, we have a study course. And the study course has created a pile of papers for the last few years. They get mailed back and forth, sometimes halfway around the world. And it's created, you know, before the web developed certain ease of use PDF ways of doing things, so you can create a PDF file right on the web and fill it in. So we can send the file to someone and then they can send it back, and we don't have to send all this paperwork around the world. So that's just started and gets us toward what was supposed to happen years ago. Remember the paperless office? Supposed to happen? Have you ever seen one? So seems to be coming slowly. We're all attached to paper. But this is one small step toward that. It's So we're also in the Master Course area, working with having a blog or a weblog and also a forum for those involved in the Master Course study. So it's a way of sharing information and individuals submitting questions and talking to one another, all those who are involved in the Master Course study. So that's getting going this year as well. In our book publishing area, certainly the major effort is the book we're creating on the stories of the lives of our Guru Parampara. We have up through Yogaswami's life done, and of course subject to final editing, but the editing team has been working on Gurudeva's section. So this is a big task, and they're moving forward quite steadily, and coming across some wonderful documents that we didn't know we had, which provide very interesting facts about Gurudeva's life that probably no one knew, except Gurudeva. So some of those will be shared in the book as well. So if all goes well, we hope to finish up Gurudeva's section this year, which would allow us to print the book next year. And we think it'll be quite popular among those who know of Yogaswami, because you don't really find stories about Yogaswami and his guru and his guru so forth, except in verbal form. If you find someone who knows stories, they'll tell them to you, but they're not written down anywhere. So this will be a great resource for those who are familiar with the Yogaswami tradition or want to pass it on to their children or their grandchildren, to be able to give them a storybook. So I think it'll be quite effective and quite popular in that regard. Another very important area we're working on in publications is the India History Lesson Series. We came out with Ancient Indian History as a alternative information on Indian history versus the standard U.S. textbooks. U.S. textbooks information on India and on Hinduism is quite poor and flawed. So we came out with our own lesson, which was ancient history. Now we're coming out with part two, which is what I call medieval history, the middle history. And that's, if all goes well, that's scheduled for the October issue of Hinduism Today. Get that out. And we know lots of Hindu groups, particularly in the U.S., that are finding this material useful and influencing school boards and teachers in various ways with it. So this will be one more part that they can use to upgrade how Hinduism in India is taught in the public schools. In the realm of inner search and retreat programs, we have a Memorial Day weekend retreat in Northern California that follows the pattern we started last year. It's a 3-day weekend, so having a retreat program on that weekend allows individuals who live in other parts of the U.S. besides California to travel there and have a nice full program, because there's one more holiday day. So that's the end of May. Middle of May, we have a Kumbhabhishekam invitation to the Mahaganapati Temple in Phoenix. We gave them the Ganeshamurti. It had been quite close to that temple since its beginning. Also, after the May retreat, we're continuing on to Toronto with stops in Illinois. So visiting primarily the Sri Lankan community there in Toronto at a couple of temples. We're having special sponsored Homa by Kandaswami Gurukul at his temple. He wants to do it as a fundraiser for Erevan Temple. So he's very keen. When he comes here and does ceremonies for us, you have to twist his arm just to give him dakshina. He insists on paying his own airfare and everything. You know, he's very giving and very supportive priest for Erevan. He was the one who did the first ceremony on top of the foundation, the first laying there of the stones. So we're going there, and we have that sponsorship, as well as a few talks at temples. Then in November, our other scheduled trip is we have what we call donor appreciation receptions in Northern and Southern California, where we invite everyone who's been contributing to Yerevan Temple or subscribing to Hinduism Today for a while, participating in Inner Search, to come. And we update them with some of our news of what we've been doing for the year, as well as share some of our teaching information from the What is Hinduism course. Then also we'll be doing What is Hinduism Session 3 in September in Singapore and Malaysia. And we have an invitation from the Hindu Center in Singapore to give a talk, one of the keynote talks at their 30th anniversary conference, which is toward the, I guess it's right at the end of August. So we're working to see if we can attend that. It would be very nice if we can. So, of course, when it comes to the year, it comes to our Adinam property here, our main activity, which has been the main activity, won the main activity award for 7 years in a row, is Yerevan Temple, huge project, and keeping the team of Silpis busy is a big job for Yoginatha Swami and those in the Siddhidatta Kulam. Requires a huge amount of support work just to keep them working full speed in terms of cranes lifting stones and building scaffolding and planning out things, particularly since we don't have what's called a supervising silpi. We haven't had one for a number of years, so we have to do a little extra work to keep the silpis moving forward when it comes to measuring and other activities that we wouldn't normally have to do. So yesterday I went out and saw the west side. We finished the three courses on the edge of the roof on the west side, and the scaffoldings come down. So if you haven't seen that, it's quite beautiful. Very long stretch with the three courses on the edge of the roof. And now they've moved over to the other side, and we'll be doing the same there. We're also doing some construction out front. You've seen that on the way in. We call that a mini mela, meaning it's where we have our literature and books for sale, and certain teaching information is shared there. So we're moving forward on that finally. We have our building permit and provide a much bigger space for providing information, particularly like on the day where we have tours. We have too many people for the current building, so they can't all fit in, and many of them, I think, just give up. And whereas the new building will allow more people to come in at the same time and look at the books and other items and purchase some. Then we have our 400-acre parcel across the river, which we call Himalayan Acres, which is an agricultural parcel. And we're continuing what we've been doing before. We're planting mahogany trees on a large scale. Every year we add a number of acres of mahogany. And this year our noni trees, noni is a fruit that's on a tree, will be fruiting enough to sell the produce, sell the noni to the local noni processor. So it's the first year the noni trees are that mature. We have so much rain here, plus we have very poor soil, that the agricultural activities that work the best are trees. Trees don't seem to mind all our rain and our difficult soil. So various kinds of fruit trees and hardwood trees, coconut trees, or what are easy to plant and have grow successfully over there. So that gives everyone some idea of what we're doing this year. Of course, it's not everything, but just some of the major activities. So thank you very much for listening. Om Namah Shivaya.